Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3 for $10 on select Kellogg's Giant Size cereal with your card. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
It's very important for you to develop, to be the type of person who gives your best when you do something. And that will not look the same every day. Because you will have days when you are on and you will have days when you are off. You have days where life does what life does, okay? And it can throw you off for a while. But at the end of the day, you will get back up and you will be consistent and you will give your best, right? That's how I personally operate. And that's something that I believe that despite when I'm in my own head and I'm in my own bubble and I'm thinking, oh, I'm not doing enough. On the outside, people still look at me like I have my life together, because if I'm going to do something, I am going to give my best. I am going to aim to be somewhat notable in whatever I do. You have to start thinking big. If there is something you want to do, whether it's a hobby, whatever it is, give your best and be intentional about your time, okay? Don't commit to doing something if you know you're going to be mediocre. Why are you here? Like, what is the purpose of all the things you can do with your time? Why choose to commit to something, even something where maybe you have to pay for it and then you choose to slack off, right? Like, what's the point of that? If you say you're going to do something, do it intentionally. Give your best. Do not be the type of person that says they're going to do something and you don't do it, or you do something and you do the absolute bare minimum. Do not be the type of person that is known for the bare minimum. Even worse, do not allow yourself to be the type of person that is comfortable doing the bare minimum. There is literally no argument you can make on proposing why the bare minimum is the best thing to do in any situation. Do you even understand how that makes you look? It doesn't matter what the topic is. There might be areas of your life, like I said, where you are not passionate about this thing and it's temporary and it's really hard to try to give your best. That's understandable. We are human. But personally, I believe you should never like fight for the right to try to justify mediocrity. Why do you even feel comfortable being mediocre? Like, you wake up every day to be basic? Like, yes, you will have off days, but if you say, if there's something you really want to do, if there's a sport you want to try, if you want to start going to the gym, if you want to be active, if you want to learn how to cook or something, right? Give it your best. Give it your best. And yes, it might be, you know, up and down. Your best might fluctuate, okay? It might fluctuate with your cycle. It might fluctuate with different circumstances in your life. It might fluctuate with how your relationships are going. It might fluctuate with your finances. But at the end of the day, make sure you get back up, right? Make sure you hold yourself to that standard. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to, you know, like have those down times. It's normal. We are human. But you should never be the type of person that is comfortable being mediocre. What can you possibly say to justify mediocrity? Why are you even doing it? Why are you even doing it? Like, that's what I don't understand. Why would anybody fight for the right to justify mediocrity? Of all things you could fight for, you choose mediocrity? You choose the bare minimum? Why is that something you would choose to defend, even publicly? Why would you defend that, right? When people argue in the comments on social media and stuff like that, defending the bare minimum, I'm like, you don't respect yourself. I want you to respect yourself, right? And again, very important, this is not in regards to how other people do things. This is not a competition. This is not you looking at what other people are doing and saying you have to do it better than them. You just have to do it to the best of your ability. Why would you commit your time to doing something that's so time consuming, that requires financial resources from you, that requires other sacrifices, that requires you to sacrifice spending time with people you love and other areas of your life, and you choose to be mediocre at that thing? How can you justify that? Like, imagine you are with somebody and like you don't see them, or a family member or something, and they spend all of this time away from you because of something that they are pursuing or something that they are doing. And then when things aren't going well with that thing, they come back to you with an attitude. It affects your relationship because that bothers them. So you don't get their best because, you know, they're so bothered by this thing. And the whole time they're giving the bare minimum. How could you support somebody like that when they choose to let your relationship slack off? They choose not to prioritize you, and they're not even giving their best in the thing that they're giving their time to. You see what I'm saying? Like, if somebody is prioritizing something and then it causes a temporary like rift in your relationship, but you see the results, you see the work, it's like, okay, like I may not like being away from you. I may not like the distance. I may not like, you know, whatever comes with you being so diligent and persistent at what you are working on, but I can see the results, so I can at least respect that. Why are you letting relationships go to trash for something that is not even respectable? For the bare minimum, you see what I'm saying? Like, people can at least respect you when your results speak for itself, when they see you hold yourself to a high standard. People can at least respect that, right? I'm not saying it's something that everybody has to accept. If you know, like, seriously let your relationships go on the back end for something, whatever it may be. I'm not saying people have to accept that, but I'm saying at the end of the day, at least have something to show for it, you know? At least make it worth it. Because some of the things that people choose to give their time to takes up so much time and effort and energy, and your relationships are sacrificed for this thing, because of this thing. And number one, you might not even like it. You might not even be passionate about it, right? You don't even want to be there. It could be making you miserable. Or number two, that may not be the case, but you're giving it the bare minimum. You're not even trying. You're not even giving your best. Your best will fluctuate. Like, on some days, let me tell you, this week with my cycle, it was absolutely dreadful. I personally don't ever get cramps at all. I'm one of the few people that are very blessed to never have any type of bad side effects with my period. God loves me. But all of a sudden, for some reason, like on day one, I had cramps. And it was to the point where I was literally hunched over and I was on the couch. So like, my best that day was nothing. My best that day was nothing. I had other stuff to do, but you know what? The way my body was fighting me, I decided not to fight back. Okay, I decided not to fight back. I decided to order some food and watch some TV because I was feeling miserable. Okay? So my best that day was not pouring into my podcast or something that I wanted to work on, but it was pouring into myself because I needed the attention. Okay? So I understand that you might not be able to give your time, effort, and energy to something every single day, right? It will fluctuate. But at the end of the day, your results, your work ethic still needs to be speaking for itself. Okay? Nobody likes to be around the type of person that's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and you never have anything to show for it. Stop talking. Let your work speak for itself. Let your credibility speak for itself. Let your reputation speak for itself. aspire to be the type of person where you say you're going to do something and people expect the absolute best. People expect the highest standard. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3 for $10 on select Kellogg's giant size cereal with your card. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.